Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Jacqueline Delisle joining us again inside the Good Vibe Tribe this
morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me back on. I appreciate it.
We love a repeat customer.
I love a repeat good vibe.
Jacqueline, let's first talk about your daughter before we get into why you're back inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Yes, so my daughter Cecilia, she's going to be 8 years old in August. She has an ultra-rare genetic disorder, SPAD-related genetic disorder, and she's one of less than 150 documented cases in the world.
And that makes it difficult to find care because there's just not enough of it to go around, right?
It is the steepest mountain to climb for fundraising, for research awareness, for just general awareness, you know, to the public. It's very difficult.
Can it be isolating at times when this disease is so rare and you maybe don't have a community of people also going through it to lean on?
Yes. I mean, you can find parents of kids with other disabilities and complex medical needs, but and that's comforting, but it's not the same if that child doesn't have the exact same condition as your child.
And so you have put together this fundraiser. You've collected what I understand is a huge mountain of stuff.
Oh, it's a big, big amount of stuff.
It's a big amount of stuff.
I started working on this in January.
Okay. And there's going to be a raffle that is happening. Talk about that raffle and the fundraiser.
Sure. So it's just an online raffle fundraiser. You don't need to leave your house for it. The purchase link is live now until May 31st. And then on Sunday, June 1st, if you want to hop on Facebook Live, you can. You'll get to see my daughter Cecilia if you do, but you don't need to join to win. And yeah, I'll just be drawing names to win one of these fabulous prizes. There's 23 groupings of raffle prize choices. All of them added up together is almost $7,000. Family activities, date nights, experiences, movies, groceries, coffee, gift baskets. People have been extremely generous. I am so thankful for all the businesses that donated, all the individuals who gave me money to buy a gift card for it. It's just been tremendous.
So you're telling me that I can raise money for something and I can do it in my pajamas?
Yes, miss.
I'm in.
Yes. you don't, there's no camera involved. I don't even need to see your face. You can be in a face mask. It doesn't matter.
How does Cecilia feel with all of this when she sees this support?
I know she feels the love. I know she feels that my husband and I do anything and everything we can for her. I know she feels that.
Okay, well, we want to help out with the Good Vibe Tribe here today. Dan, did you want to say something real quick?
Yeah, I was just curious how important it is for parents or family members to do this boots on the ground kind of fundraising for these ultra rare diseases that might not have the backing of other more well-known things.
It is. so important. Every foundation out there and every organization all starts small. It all starts from one parent, a couple of parents, their doctors who get together and say, okay, we've got to do something. And it just grows from there. But when it is these ultra rare, it's harder to connect with other parents. It's harder to connect with doctors who are interested, but it all just starts from someone and just saying something has to get done. I've got to get a 501c3 behind my name or no one will take me seriously. And fundraising is almost always left to the parents. And unfortunately, with these massive NIH cuts, I mean, it just, the quicksand just gets so much deeper to run through.
Okay, let's get the...
Let's do something about it.
Yeah, let's get this information out there for everybody. If you want to drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. We will text you back a link, or you can go to spatafoundation.org. It's S-P-A-T-A foundation.org. You can go there, find out information about it, how you can get involved with that raffle to buy the raffle tickets. Or again, as I said, just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Jacqueline, I know you and Cecilia are already members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Now you have VIP status.
Yeah, we're adding another another stripe to your chevron or whatever.
Three times is a gold jacket.
I will call back for something else. Don't you worry.
That's my girl.
I don't think we have the budget for that, Dan. That's coming out of your check.
You think I get paid?
That took a turn.
Wait, are you guys getting paid?
Well, thank you for coming back for the Good Vibe Tribe, Jacqueline. It was good to talk to you and tell Celia that we said hello.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again. I greatly appreciate it, guys. Take a chance. There's something for everybody. Do good and feel good.
You're awesome.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. I'm going to talk about American Idol people here. So spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Okay.
It was not as fantastic as the Eurovision finals, but I digress.
We're not going to get an update on the Eurovision finals? I saw
Austria won. I don't get it.
Oh, no spoiler alert with that?
No.
She was venting to me off the air for like 5 minutes.
I saw the video you posted last night.
Well, those were not the winners. Those were my favorite fives, but those were not the winners. But in any event, I digress.
Okay.
They have crowned a new winner as season 23 came to a close. 26 million votes.
Oh, wow.
Y'all, vote for president next time, too. Or whomever. So it was down to Jamal Roberts, John Foster, and Brianna Nix. Here is your winner.
The winner of American Idol is... Jamal Roberts!
With his win, he becomes the first black man to earn the title since season 2's Ruben Studdard,
right?
In any event, congratulations to him.
That is very cool.
More people distancing themselves from Blake Lively due to that legal battle. Gigi Hadid reportedly distancing herself. After Taylor Swift got pulled into the controversy, she's backing off. Now Gigi is backing off. They all skipped her birthday party. Sources saying she wants no part of this drama. So it sounds like, I mean, Travis unfollowed her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's messy.
It is.
I hate it when friendships get involved in
things. There's a saying, and maybe you'll remember what it is, that, you know, getting into a fight with somebody after a while, nobody sees the individuals. They just see two people screaming at each other, and they don't want to be near either one of you.
No, the
you
whole thing is very messy,
right?
And I wouldn't want to be a part of it either.
It doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong at this point.
Everybody looks terrible.
Right, exactly.
But
it's
like,
just two people still fighting.
You know, if people weren't involved in it and then she's trying to drop names and make them feel bad about it, you know?
Right.
That... In any event, this thing isn't going to even go to trial until next year. I just, Let's finish on a good note, shall we?
Let's go back to Eurovision.
Eurovision Song Contest.
Sorry, I'm not as invested.
Millions of people watch it, like more than the Super Bowl watch it, but just
not in our country.
Yeah, I realize it doesn't make it bad. It doesn't make it not
people in Austria don't count.
No, they 100% do. I just didn't like their singer. I'm just me.
Was it the song or just their singer?
Both. It was not for me. Like the beginning. They didn't sing well, and then they switched into an opera voice, and they have this classically trained, gorgeous voice, but it just wasn't good.
Right. I'm so sorry, who do you think should have won?
Me?
You don't have to apologize.
I liked Spain. Mm-hmm. I liked Lithuania. I
liked
Latvia.
Why are we not getting... I would have rather hear just you talk about this.
I watched all of her stories on Instagram.
Those were my top five. Those were my absolute favorites.
I only saw one story, and you were just like very upset and angry and sad at the end.
I wasn't angry. I just was like, I clearly can't pick a winner, but that's all right.
Yeah.
It's not up to me. It's Eurovision. It has nothing to do with America. I just watch and enjoy.
You're too Americanized to participate in Eurovision, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran just dropped some big news. His track Drive features Dave Grohl and John Mayer. It's part of the F1 movie soundtrack, which happens on June 27th. Mayer on guitar, Grohl on drums, and he said he had a lot of fun making it. Here is Drive. Okay.
Question for you,
answer
Kennedy.
For you.
Wasn't there the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
Yep.
Was Brad Pitt in that one?
Yep. No. That was Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
Oh, okay.
That was a great movie.
That's a fantastic movie. Okay. I was confused. I was like, are we getting Brad Pitt in another race car movie about the kind of that era or whatever?
That was Le Mans.
Right,
this one's F1. Don't care. We'll watch.
Yeah.
And that's
it
what
looks
I got.
Like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Liz from Westboro.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Liz?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I guess so. Let's do it.
Jeopardy was almost called What's the Question by producers back in the day. What was the name of the show's longtime host who passed away in 2020?
Alex Trebek.
Ezra Miller was spotted at the Cannes Film Festival. Miller portrayed the Flash in the latest movie installment of the series. What is the Flash's superpower?
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
Question number three. Dakota Johnson says her dad cut her off financially when she didn't get into Juilliard and didn't have a college backup plan. Johnson is best known for her role in a movie series based off of one of the best-selling books of all time. What is the name of the series?
I don't know. Sorry.
That's all right. Question number four. Sam Smith, 33 today. What was Sam's big breakout hit back in 2014?
Oh, Sam Smith. I know this one.
Yeah, thank you for not swearing. Crazy story. It is coming up next, and I did not plan it. It's just there.
The universe works in mysterious ways.
That is wild. I just looked up. I was like, oh, look what the next song is. It's going to play. Question number five. The Baltimore Ravens spoofed Severance to announce their schedule. What is the name of the biotech company depicted on the show Severance? Oh, that's
awesome. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
All right. Listen,
it's
Kennedy, back in the
easier
studio.
It's when you listen.
You know, we hear that a lot, Liz.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Holy smokes.
Liz, I understand you got some lax in your life.
I do. My son is just about there his age. He's in eighth grade and plays two. And then my daughter is a collegiate lacrosse player. She just finished her freshman year out at Xavier in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So you got a it'll be a great weekend. Yes.
You got some athletes in your family. Who do they take after mom or dad?
Neither of us. Neither of us. We're not quite sure where it came from.
So. Same as Barrett. Same as Barrett. That's funny. Yep. All right, here we go. Yep. Kennedy, Liz got 1 out of 5.
Ooh,
Sue.
Terrible.
No, it's okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Jeopardy was almost called What's the Question by producers back in the day. What was the name of the show's longtime host who passed away in 2020?
Alex Trebek.
Tied at 1. Ezra Miller was spotted at the Cannes Film Festival. Miller portrayed the Flash in the latest movie installment of the series. What is the Flash's superpower?
He's very fast.
Super speed. That is correct. 2-1. Question number 3. Dakota Johnson says her dad cut her off financially when she didn't get into Juilliard and didn't have a college backup plan. Johnson is best known for her role in a movie series based off of one of the best-selling books of all time. What is the name of the series?
50 Shades of Grey.
Is Don Johnson her dad?
Yes.
Kind of a dick jerk. Excuse me. My apologies.
It's a Monday.
Question number 4. Sam Smith, 33 today. What was Sam's first breakout hit single in 2014? Stay with me. Yes.
It's a great song.
3-1. Question number 5. The Baltimore Ravens spoofed Severance to announce their schedule. What is the name of the biotech company depicted on the show Severance?
Oh, crap. I don't know.
Yeah.
Innies and outies.
It's a tough one.
I'm not going to get
it. Yeah, Lumen Industries.
There it is.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, it's a wild one. It is a journey, Dan.
I was in on the first season and then second season just lost me. But
I got to steal someone's Apple TV account.
Oh, I keep telling you. I'll give you mine.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Hello.
Nice job, Kennedy. Liz, you don't get the cash, but holy smokes, you got a great prize. You got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to all 4 days of the NCAA Men's and Women's Division I Lacrosse Championships happening at Gillette Stadium from May 23rd to May 26th. Tickets for that are still available, but you've got those for free, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they're going to have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Liz from Westboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. What'd you get into over the weekend? Again, 617-655-1234. Something big or small. Maybe you sat around all weekend and watched TV. Does that sound like anybody we know, Kennedy?
Well, it was all weekend. I pretty much just stayed on the heating pad for 2 days straight, which was lovely. Nothing hurt. But it was my Super Bowl. It was the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's about 5 hours of watching performances from countries all around Europe. And mm-hmm. it's partnering countries. And it's 26 of the top countries. The semifinals happened 2 days prior to that. So it gets boiled down to 26. They have 26 countries. They all perform. That's about 3.5 hours. Then all the countries call in with their votes. Then they announce the votes of all of the people watching with their phone-in votes. It always changes the landscape from mm-hmm. jury votes to the people's vote. It's very exciting. You never know who's going to win. And the winner was not even in my top 10.
Oh, wow.
I did not enjoy it, but here we are. Congratulations, Austria.
Are they all singing in their native tongue?
Some did. This was a year that more people sang in their native tongue than ever before, which I loved.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because how much are you understanding in Austrian?
Some of them put down subtitles, some of them don't. I kind of wish that they would, obviously, because I'm an American and lazy.
Right.
But so I would look up the songs, the lyrics to read them, because you could get an idea, obviously, but you don't know for sure. But there were some really incredible performances, some absolutely kooky performances, which are my favorite.
And this show's been going on since the 60s. It's a very long-running show. And for people that don't...
millions of people.
People that don't know, Maneskin, the song that we play, Beggin', they actually won the Eurovision
sure did,
Song
and
Contest.
That was the year that it was a nail-biter.
And there's a hysterical movie about it with Will Ferrell called Eurovision Song Contest.
A Saga of Fire and Ice, or something like that.
Yeah, and it is just...
It's a real spoof, but it uses some of the people who were big stars in the Eurovision Song Contest. Like,
it's
we got ABBA
movie.
From there, Celine Dion. On one from there. Like, this is a thing. But in any event, it's over. We have to wait till next year to do it again.
Amy is from Alston. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
Amy did something that
you?
I'm doing good. Amy has done something that I've never done that I want to do so badly because it looks so cool. Tell everybody what you did.
So I went to Topgolf for the first time yesterday.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. I just want to say I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you guys how much I love your show and how much I look forward to it every day on my ride to work.
Oh, well, thank you, Amy.
But Topgolf was great. And one correction, I'm from Holliston, so that's
how dare you?
Oh, that's all.
How dare you?
Well, Mac is fired.
Yeah, intern Mac. I don't care. You've been here 2 years. You should know better. Anyway,
I'm going to take him to the parking lot and rough him up, baby.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Go easy on him. He's an intern.
Yeah.
He
but
does
yeah,
need
top golf,
good.
Top golf was fun. I just learned that I don't really know how to golf. Mini golf doesn't really prepare you for actual golfing.
It's still fun, though, right? Like, who
cares?
It
was very fun. It was very fun.
Yeah just
and
have
it's
fun.
It's,
who cares?
It's a game.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's a game. It's just a points game. I did terribly, but it's a points game.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us, Amy. We appreciate that. Let's see. Diane is from Derry, we hope. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
You had a weekend with your grandson. What'd you guys do?
Oh, we just played all kinds of games and building blocks and puzzles and went outside and hit a ball around and just had a lovely time. He's such a sweetheart.
How old is he?
2.5.
Yeah, put that bat in his hand early.
Absolutely.
I just went to a Red Sox game yesterday. Those contracts are crazy. Start him young.
Yeah, well, he's the youngest of my 5 grandchildren, and it was just a lovely pleasure to be able to spend the weekend with him.
Oh, I'm so happy
That's great.
For you.
All right, thanks for sharing that with us, Diane. I actually played some golf this weekend, Kennedy.
There you go.
We played out near Fitchburg,
Okay.
Because Barrett had like a couple of games out there in Fitchburg.
Yeah.
So me and one of the dads and his son decided to go play. And it was the most fun, worst golf course I've ever been on in my life. Like, there really was no fairway. It was just all rough and deeper rough.
Did somebody just forget to mow, or they just like it hardcore?
Yeah, I think they must. I don't know. It might have been somebody's backyard. It might have been a golf course. It might have been a farm. It might have been a field.
Were there animals? Were goats there?
Yeah, I don't know. There was definitely a clubhouse, but it was also not a clubhouse, and there was a pub, but it didn't have food. It was just a lot going on. You had to cross a road at some point in the middle of the course.
Well, that happens. Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah, but this road was people doing like 80. Like every time we went to cross this road, it was like taking our lives into our own hands. And we had an absolute blast. We got there. This is the kind of golf course it was. So you have a tee time when you schedule to play golf.
Of course.
Sure.
A very specific time.
Yes.
Like, we were scheduled
7:04, 7:08, 7:16.
We get there. We're a little early because, you know, we just got there like probably 30 minutes early. And they're like, just go out. We're like, what?
So no rangers?
just go ahead.
Do they give you, like, machetes to take down the grass that's too tall?
And no instruction.
Like, is it survival golf?
Like, no instruction, direction.
Was it
like,
an escape room golf and you didn't know it?
I don't know where we were. I honestly don't know where we were.
I don't hate this idea. Take a golf course and make it some kind of survival-based thing. So not only do you have to, you know, get the ball in the hole, you also have to evade obstacles
on your
way. You
survive.
Yeah.
Really, I just want to hit a golf ball and get it. We went to the clubhouse and ordered the same thing three different times, and it was three different prices every time, and it just kept getting cheaper.
All right, I'm here for it.
This was the most fun, strangest, worst golf course I've ever been to
life. I love it.
And I'm not going to say the name of it, so don't ask.
Why? I want to go.
No. I'm not sharing. I'm not here to call anybody out. No, I'm just sharing.
It sounded like you had a wonderful time.
We had a blast. Well, the four of us were just laughing, having a really good time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text us. Sarah is from Uxbridge. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
There was a bridal shower. Was it yours?
It was mine. Yes. Hey. My mother and sister threw me a beautiful shower on Saturday. It was awesome.
Where?
It was at the Ux locale in Uxbridge, and it was like chef's kiss. They did everything so beautifully. The food was great. The staff was amazing. It was wonderful.
Did you get lots of good things?
So many good things that are all sitting in our basement right now because we don't know where to put everything.
Oh, I can relate.
Yes,
I can relate.
Yeah.
we got
our Yeti backpack.
Oh, wow.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got an Uni pizza oven. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like really, really top-notch gifts. Yeah. Everybody was super generous.
You have good friends.
Fantastic.
Yes. We very much do.
All right. Well, we don't have to send them anything now, Kennedy.
Well, congratulations.
I'll send you the registry.
No worries.
When's your wedding? What's your fiancé's name?
So my fiancé's name is Ryan, and we are getting married September 21st, which is like a special family day for me because it's a wedding date that goes back generations.
I love that.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
That they keep track of that.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't even keep track of my mom's wedding dates.
Well, it's my parents' wedding date, and then it was both sets of grandparents' wedding dates.
That's
cool. Adorable.
On either side of the family. So my sister and I, growing up, said that was going to be our wedding date, and that's what my sister got married about 9 years ago, and now Ryan and I are getting married this year on that date, so it's very special.
And Ryan knows what's good for him, so he's like, yes, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you and Ryan on that.
Yes. Please enjoy your pizza oven/wedding.
And the Yeti cooler, backpack cooler.
I mean, it's the good things.
Christine is from Bridgewater. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you? I'm so excited. I'm a longtime fan.
Oh,
hi.
Well, thank you. There was a dog
long time,
camp.
First time.
We'd love to hear it.
I had my most favorite weekend. We've been doing it for probably 12-ish, few more years. So I'm part of the Massachusetts 4-H. I'm a volunteer, and we hosted this weekend a dog camp academy. 60-ish kids and their dogs, their family dogs, come to camp. There's about 30 volunteers, a host of parent chaperones, and we hosted things like grooming and first aid for dogs and rally and agility and showmanship.
What a great idea, especially for teaching young people how to care for pets.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you just thrust into it. What is the name of the dog camp?
So actually, we're Massachusetts 4-H, so we actually rented a camp. It was out in Brookfield, Frank A. Day. So they're a YMCA camp, and we contacted them because actually the camp that we were going to couldn't host us this year, so we were in a panic. And Gus from Frank A. Day welcomed us because, of course, with dogs, we slept in cabins. We were there from Friday to Sunday.
That's awesome.
And it's just the most fabulous thing. And 4-H is such an amazing youth program. A lot of people think chickens and cows. Which, chickens and cows and bunnies. But we have cooking clubs and sewing clubs and dog clubs. And they do all kinds of wonderful program. You can learn to quilt. You can learn to sew. We have a fishing club in East Meadowboro. So it's just a wonderful program.
Well, Christine,
I'm so honored to be part of it. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We're glad it went well.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. She was sweet. Leah's from Methuen. Guys.
What?
She rode a race car or a car on a racetrack this weekend.
Oh, I want to do that. How'd you do it? Tell me everything.
Oh, I did. It was actually a Christmas present, and it was this past weekend, and we were worried that it might get rained out, but the weather held up, and it was so much fun. I drove a sky blue Corvette, and oh, my God.
How fast were you going?
So top speed was 110.
Let's go.
But... yeah, oh my God, it was so much fun.
What was your lap time around the track?
I was racing. I don't know. But about 10 minutes? For three laps, it was about 10 minutes.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Yeah.
Corvette, you say?
It was a lot of fun. What's that?
It was in a Corvette, you say?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were having a midlife crisis? No? Okay.
Maybe I am, yeah. But it was, oh my God, it was so much fun driving it. Like,
I'm so happy.
That's a cool ass midlife crisis for the record.
I was making a joke.
Right?
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm right there.
I feel you.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I think the thing that sticks out the most was yesterday I went to the Red Sox game.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were going to the game, we're sitting and we're waiting to get on the train. To get on the green line, and there's this little girl just running around with she has a little backpack on. She looks like she's like 4 or 5.
Right.
And she's looking at the screen like, 2 minutes till the train comes, mommy. And then she's just running laps, and her sneakers are lighting up.
Yeah.
And her backpack's just kind of flying around.
Right.
And then the woman who's her mom kind of tilts her head and looks at me and she goes, are you Producer Dan?
Shut up.
I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh my God, I played Campy Kennedy not too long ago. This is my daughter, Abby. She's the one who does Suck It Sal.
Oh, no way.
So I met Abby of hashtag Suck It Sal out in the wild.
Let's go.
And I talked to her for a minute. I was like, do you know we play your voice on the radio almost every day? And she's like, whatever, dude. Do you know the train's coming in 2 minutes? That's pretty cool.
I'm real excited. I got my shoes in my backpack.
I was like, is this your first Red Sox game? She goes, no, I've been before. I was like, all right, you're a seasoned veteran.
Oh, that is super cool.
It was fun to actually put a face to the voice.
Yeah.
And she's as adorable as you think she is from that.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish I could have talked to her for longer, maybe interviewed her, but the train came in about 2 minutes, like I was saying. And if you've ever been ushered onto the green line at a Red Sox game by a sea
it's
of people,
time to go.
Sure. Survival of the fittest out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is the final day of Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
It was supposed to be last week, but we screwed up with Jack from Medford. Say hey, Kennedy.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for your flexibility. We apologize.
Yeah, we needed to redeem ourselves today.
No problem at all. It's all good.
Yeah, it's Redemption Week.
We completely forgot and realized it on the air.
You can go easy on me today, so is that a deal?
Absolutely not. That's not in Kennedy's
DNA.
DNA,
right?
Last week is last week, Jack.
Yeah. We've moved on to Cincinnati.
All right, worth a shot.
All right, Jack, kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
5-4.
5-4. All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. Jodan Baker, star of the original Walking Tall and 3 James Bond movies, passed away at the age of 89. What is James Bond's 3-digit code name?
007 or 007.
7 years ago today, Prince Harry married an actress named Meghan Markle. Meghan was on which TV show for 7 seasons before leaving once she got engaged to Harry?
Suits.
Pedro Pascal was spotted at the Cannes Film Festival. Pascal stars in the HBO series The Last of Us, but that franchise wasn't originally a TV show. What did The Last of Us start as?
Video game, computer game.
Question number 4. NBA Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett, 49 today. What is the famous line Kevin Garnett yelled after he won the championship with Boston back in 2008?
Not going to shout it, but anything is possible.
Question number 5. Katy Perry is allegedly no longer wanted in Las Vegas because her residency at Resorts World lost money. In 2015, Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance went viral because of one of the backup performers and messing up their routine. What was this performer known by afterwards?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Was it a crocodile or something?
I finally got him. I thought he was going to go 10 for 10.
I know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
So when Jack played you before, he won 5-4.
Okay.
And this morning, he got 4 out of 5.
Woo!
Yes. He
well
is
done.
Great at trivia.
Okay.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yipper.
These are tough. Question number 1. Jodan Baker, star of the original Walking Tall and 3 James Bond movies, passed away at the age of 89. What is James Bond's 3-digit code?
007.
Tied at 1. 7 years ago today, Prince Harry married an actress named Meghan Markle. Meghan was on which TV show for 7 seasons before leaving once she got engaged to Harry?
Suits.
Tied at 2. Pedro Pascal was spotted at the Cannes Film Festival. He stars in the HBO series The Last of Us, but the franchise wasn't originally a TV show. What did The Last of Us start as?
Was it a video game or a comic book? Video game.
Oh, I thought I had you for a second.
3-3. Question number 4. NBA Hall of Famer Kevin Garnett, 49 today. What is his famous line Kevin yelled after he won the championship with Boston back in 2008?
Anything is possible!
That is how you deliver that line, Jack. But yes,
yeah, better than me, yeah.
Tied at 4. Question number 5.
Kevin Garnett's done nothing quietly in his life.
No.
Relatable content.
Katy Perry is allegedly no longer wanted in Vegas because her residency at Resorts World lost money. In 2015, Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance went viral because one of the backup performers kept messing up. What name was this performer known by afterwards?
Left Shark?
Left Shark, yes. It was somebody dressed as in a shark costume who obviously missed a few rehearsals.
Yeah, they went rogue.
5-4 is the final score. Redemption is yours, Kennedy.
All right.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Jack, again, we apologize for screwing up when you were supposed to be here, but thank you for coming
back. No, you're all good. No worries.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jack from Medford, and I can't beat Kennedy this time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Red Sox have lost 5 of their last 6 games. Things aren't going as they had hoped.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Thankfully, Dan is there to bring us the smiles. You were at the game over the weekend. Which game?
I went to the game yesterday. We lost 10-4. We're going to gloss over that fact.
Okay.
So I was sitting down the third baseline, which is the side of the visitor dugout, which a lot of opposing fans sit over there to be close to the visitor dugout. Yeah. And I look down, and there's this woman who's jawing with one of the Braves players, Marcelo Ozuna, who's like a three-time All-Star, Gold Glover, big-time player. And then Marcelo Ozuna hits a gigantic home run against us. He's part of the 10. And then afterwards, I watch him give this woman the bat.
Oh, wow.
That he hit his home run with.
Get out of here.
As he's going back to the dugout.
That's a cool.
I mean, it feels like a weapon, but still cool.
And we're talking, me and Kayla are like, can you just keep a bat? Is security going to come over?
Like,
if the player gives it to you, absolutely. I've seen players give gloves, give bats, give baseballs.
I've never seen somebody give a bat.
You can't walk into Fenway Park with a bat. They'll consider it a weapon. So I'm just saying. I understand what he's saying.
So she spent the rest of the game just waving around this bat.
That's wild.
And then after the game, we ended up going into Game On because we saw some people we knew and we went to go catch up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over and this woman's just in the bar with the bat over her head. And I'm like, all right, I got to talk to this lady. So I look at her and I go, what's the backstory here?
Right.
So my husband and I have been married 19 years, and his bucket list trip is Fenway Park. So I planned this trip for 6 months. He had no clue until we got to the gate to come here. First night, he had no clue where we were going until we got to the gate, brought him to Fenway. Next night, the guy we bought tickets from surprised us with a batting practice. So I got Marcelo Ozuna's signature then in picture, which I thought was incredible. Then I come back today, and little did I know that Marcel was going to hit a home run, sign his bat, and then give it to me. So we're huge Braves fans. We live in Atlanta. We have season tickets. I have his bat, and I talked to the guy at Fenway. He said he's never seen someone do this in the 32 years that he's worked there.
That is so cool. I love her accent, by the way.
Yeah, and her name's Naomi. I don't know if I said
Naomi?
That. Naomi.
Naomi, okay.
So then I asked her, I was like, can I hold the bat? And I don't know if we've ever held a game-used Major League bat, but the amount of pine tar on that thing.
Oh, really? Sticky.
My hands were sticking to everything for the rest of the night,
really?
And I held it for like 3 seconds.
Oh, I had no idea.
I don't know how they're all not in the dugout like Spider-Man just trying to get Dixie cups off their gloves.
Well, they wear gloves.
Some things are so sticky.
That's wild.
And then the second question, because obviously this was the big trip that she planned for her husband. I said, who gets to keep the bat?
Oh, heck no. This is my bat. His present was coming to Fenway. This is my bat.
That is my bat, okay?
The husband
has
a signed hat. Look at that.
It's definitely going in my room.
It's going in our room. It might hang above our bed. I'm just saying.
How did you guys find Boston the time you were up here?
Oh, we love it. Like, I've been in New York City, and I would say that if I didn't have little kids, and I would move to Boston. It's absolutely incredible. The history here is, like, Samuel Adams was buried. I got to stand there. John Hancock. Paul Revere. Like, the history here, I'm an old lady. I'm like an old soul. So the history here is just, we're going to Wrigley Field in September, but I don't think anything can beat this.
No, just not. You wait.
Oh, thoughts on Wrigley versus Fenway?
It's not even close.
Boston over Chicago. Fenway over Wrigley. I've never been there, but I'm going
to
stay.
I have. I've been to both. Fenway all day, every day, Dan.
Kennedy, thoughts? Chicago girl?
You don't know what you're talking about. And they're both beautiful places, really and truly, and both so historic at the end of the day.
And now, because they were visitors at Fenway Park, I had to ask them, did you get heckled?
We did get heckled. This one guy kept making fun of Verdugo because he was like, yo, you eat ketchup with your steak. And I was like, well, you eat with mayonnaise, so go ahead with yourself.
Wait, what?
I can't say what she said.
Wait, mouth it.
Oh, he wasn't going to say it.
I know, but I didn't even want to breath it.
We did get heckled. This one guy kept making fun of Verdugo because he was like, yo, you eat ketchup with your steak. And I was like, well, you eat with mayonnaise. So go ahead with yourself.
We love a woman who's got a
comeback. I thought Georgia girls were nice and Southern.
We are, but don't mess with my team. Don't mess with my baseball team. I'll cut you.
How was your time here?
It was better than I could have ever imagined, ever, for sure. I hate the Yankees, and I hate New Yorkers, and Boston people are amazing, honestly, and Fenway Park is like a dream come true. I cried, and my emotions were almost uncontrollable, honestly, because I've wanted to do this since I was 5 years old. That's my bucket list item, yes.
So how are you going to make it up to your wife for checking off something on your bucket list?
She got a bat.
Thank you so much. We will 100% be back in Boston probably the next time they play the Braves.
Yeah. You guys say go Red Sox?
No.
Go Braves.
Boston, you've been good to us. We do love you. You're our second favorite team.
Careful with that bat around here.
Yeah. I'll be careful with it. I will hit somebody if they try to take it.
What good vibes.
I love her so much.
And then after we finished, she just walked down the street holding a bat, and nobody said anything.
I love her so
nobody
much.
Nobody said anything.
What great vibes.
No, they were awesome.
I'm stealing that slapback, though, for sure. Yeah. That's going in my pocket. You never know when I might need to use it.
If you want to know what word she said, text me, and I'll let you know.
I think you could guess. You guessed right.
Context clues.
I guessed right.
I didn't guess right.
We did get heckled. This one guy kept making fun of Verdugo because he was like, yo, you eat ketchup with your steak. And I was like, well, you eat with mayonnaise.
I have no idea what you just said, Dan. I'm going to text you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nick from Weymouth.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, Kennedy. How's it going, guys?
It's going.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Nick?
Kenny, go on and get out of here, will ya? Come on.
Come on, kid.
Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related, Nick. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Lady Gaga will perform in Netflix Tudum event. It streams live on Saturday the 31st at 8 p.m. Lady Gaga recently starred in the controversial Joker sequel as the love interest. Who plays the movie's version of the Joker?
Is that Joaquin Phoenix?
Question number two. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, and Kendrick Lamar lead the nominations for the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. In Ariana Grande's song Thank You Next, she sings about her boyfriend who passed away in 2018. What was his name?
Mac Miller.
Sean Penn thinks Tom Cruise is the best stuntman in the world. Sean Penn is known for starring as Spicoli in this 1982 coming-of-age comedy.
It's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Tasty Waves and Cool Bud, man.
Yeah, bro.
Ralph Fiennes will play President Snow in the prequel, The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping. He also played Voldemort in Harry Potter.
No.
Okay, let's watch our language, please, while we're on the air. Thank you much. That's all right.
Sorry, we got a dump button for that reason.
Question number five. Today in 2009, Glee premiered on Fox. What was the name of the high school the Glee Club was in?
Oh, gosh, my wife would probably know this. Let's say Ridgemore.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nick, what are you doing in the city today? What are you up to?
I'm going to work. Going to Beth Israel right now.
Oh, very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Nick got three correct and one F-bomb.
I was going to say the exact same joke.
Oh, now that explains your faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, could you see our faces changing there?
I did.
I think I hit the dump button.
That's all right.
I think I hit the dump button. I think we're good. I think.
If not, we'll send you the bill for the FCC fine.
Let's not bring attention to it. Move along.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do in radio?
I would.
Not on this show.
We pick at wounds. We end up with scars.
Or you can end up with a fine. I don't want it. Let's go.
Kennedy, did I tell you Nick got 3 out of 5?
You did.
And an F-bomb? Did I mention that?
I did.
These are tough. Question number one. Lady Gaga will perform at Netflix Tudum event. It streams live on Saturday the 31st at 8 p.m. Lady Gaga recently starred in the controversial Joker sequel as the love interest. Who plays the movie's version of the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
What is a Tudum event? Tied to one.
Nobody knows, but it's provocative.
Question number two. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, and Kendrick Lamar lead the nominations for the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. And Ariana Grande's song, Thank You Next, she sings about her boyfriend who passed away in 2018. What is his name?
Mac Miller.
Tied at 2. Sean Penn thinks Tom Cruise is the best stuntman in the world. Sean Penn, known for starring as Spicoli in this 1982 coming-of-age comedy.
Wait, one more time? Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Ralph Fiennes will play President Snow in the prequel The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping. He also played Voldemort in Harry Potter. What were Voldemort's minions called?
Death Eaters.
Death Eaters is correct. 4-3, question number 5. Today in 2009, Glee premiered on Fox. It ran for 6 seasons. What was the name of the high school the Glee Club was in?
McKinley?
You're halfway there.
Mm. High school? McKinley High? I'm just guessing.
You're so close. William McKinley High School is the correct answer. 4-3 is the final score.
Yes, we just got a text that explains why it's called Netflix's Tudum event.
Okay.
Because that is the sound that the app makes when you turn on Netflix.
Tudum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, kind of like the Law and Order.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm.
Also, we got another text from the 978. You got to the dump button in time, Carson.
Hooray! That's also awesome. Everything's awesome.
Everything is awesome. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nick, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, check this out. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn May 30th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. It was an honor to play, and I have to say, I am Nick from Weymouth, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Couldn't help
She's
himself.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Austin from Worcester.
What's up, Austin?
What's up, Kennedy?
You know, the sky.
Yeah, at least it's not raining today.
You're right. You're right. Let's enjoy it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Austin?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
We were just speaking of raining. We were just looking up the weather for Memorial Day weekend.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it's so sad.
We're not going to jinx it.
No, no, it's too
it's
late.
It's already jinxed.
50s and rainy pretty much all weekend. All right, Kennedy's gone out of the studio. Five pop culture trivia questions, Austin. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000, okay?
Awesome.
Let's do it. Question number one. The singer with the hit Royal says she watched the Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee sex tape while she was tripping and she thought it was beautiful. She said, I saw two people that were so in love with each other and there was purity. Who is the singer?
Lord.
That was a wild setup to a question.
Question number two. Chris Brown was arrested in Manchester, England for allegedly beating a music producer at a London club in 2023. Which of these is not a Chris Brown song? Run It, Forever, You Got It Bad. Which one is not a Chris Brown song?
You Got It Bad.
Former professional basketball player Charles Barkley recently admitted that he loves country music. He said, I'm going through a country stage now with Dan and Shay, and this guy who sings the songs Be Like That and Miles on It. Who is he?
Kane Brown.
Question number four, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot has found a new young Slayer to assist the original star of the show. What is her name?
The new one? The new person?
No, the original.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Question number five, which animated show follows the lives of Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny?
South Park.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Austin, I understand you're out on the construction site right now.
Yeah, I just made them all stop working because they were being super loud. I don't know why they think they could work while I'm on a game show.
Trying to win $1,000. Everybody put your tools down.
My boss is sitting here staring at me through the window right now. Literally.
We're running up the cost of whatever construction is happening. Kennedy, welcome back.
Ripping up a driveway.
Austin got 5 out of 5 correct.
Wow. Well done, sir.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
There's $1,000 on the line. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the da-dong. The singer with the hit Royals says she watched the Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee sex tape while she was tripping, and she thought it was beautiful. She says, I saw two people that were so in love with each other, and there was this purity. Who is the singer?
Lord.
Chris Brown was arrested in Manchester, England for allegedly beating a music producer at a London club in 2023. Which of these is not a Chris Brown song? Run It, Forever, You Got It Bad. Which one
you
is
got
not?
It bad.
Question number three. Former professional basketball player Charles Barkley recently admitted that he loves country music. He said, I'm going through a country stage right now with Dan and Shay and this guy who sings songs like Be Like That and Miles on It. Who is he?
I don't know.
Didn't answer. Need an answer, Kennedy.
Shut up.
Question number four. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot has found a new young Slayer to assist the original star of the show. Who is she, the original?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Question number five. Which animated show follows the lives of Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny?
South Park.
All right, question number one. You said Lord. That is correct. Question number two. You said you got it bad. That is correct. That is Usher. Question number four. You said Sarah Michelle Gellar. That is correct. Question number five, you said South Park. That is correct. Question number three, you did not answer. The correct answer is Kane Brown.
Huh.
Kane Brown.
Austin knew that one.
Austin did know that one.
Well, good for you, my guy.
Yes, Austin?
I'm very excited right now because I tied her last week and I was very crying that day. But I'm pretty sure I got probably that day for sitting in the car playing this game again.
Well, congratulations. Yes.
Yeah, lunch is on you today, buddy, at the job site.
Congratulations, my friend. You just won yourself $1,000. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Is there something you would like to say to Austin?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Austin.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.